A large gate opens onto a cemetery in the evening. With its moonlight and patches of drifting fog, the scene has a mysterious, otherworldly atmosphere. On the left, a man and a woman stand indecisively at the large stone gatepost. Even though the gate is open, they hesitate to enter. Their gaze is fixed on a point directly behind the entrance, where a dark patch of ground indicates a freshly dug grave. To the right, the ladder lying in the grass may have been used to carry the body to the cemetery. It seems likely, then, that we're looking at a couple in front of the grave of their child who had just died. When Caspar David Friedrich painted this work in around 1825, he had recently lost the second of his four children. Quite possibly, The Cemetery is a highly intimate painting, a personal memento, an idea also supported by the fact Friedrich never sold this work. Despite the scene's tragic nature, his composition also has a consoling element, evident in the two other figures here as well, painted so finely they seem hazy and indistinct. Directly over the grave, we can see a torso with a head and arms, and there's also an angel with outspread arms at the height of the trees. Friedrich was friends with the Russian poet and privy councillor Vasily Zhukovsky, who saw the painting in the artist's studio and later described it in the words,
"They think they can see their child rising from its grave, the shades of its ancestors moving towards it, stretching out their arms to the child, and an angel of peace floating over them and uniting them."
But it remains unclear whether Caspar David Friedrich intentionally left these ghostly figures as they are or just never finished painting them.